Cancer. It's a life-changing event for people who are diagnosed and their families. Unless you have gone through the diagnosis, treatments, and surgeries, it's impossible to fully understand what patients go through.
I have never had a serious cancer, and so it's impossible for me to try to fully empathize.
That's Casey Isom, a plastic and reconstructive surgeon at Intermountain Healthcare in Logan, Utah.
I think people are quick to jump in and try to offer advice and counsel and maybe put themselves in that patient's shoes and use their own experiences and try to project it on the patient, but nobody knows what that patient's going through.
But sometimes it's not just the physical pain of cancer that causes fear. It's the thought of never seeing your friends and family again, not living to see your children or grandchildren grow up. It's missing out on life.
But I want them to start thinking about, you know, once the cancer's gone and this and that surgery is done, you've got the rest of your life to live with the scars and the effects of that surgery. So let's start looking ahead at a way to make you feel as good about yourself as possible and to really restore what's been taken from you.
I'm from Cache Valley. I have lived here my whole life. I have four daughters and 13 grandchildren and a little great-grandson recently.
Pat Jensen loves her family and loves her life.
I like to hang out with them. They all live pretty close. The one oldest daughter lives in North Salt Lake. And then we do have a place in St. George, so we're back and forth to St. George quite a bit, a couple of times a month, and we enjoy that a lot. My husband and I love to travel when we can. We've been on several cruises. Then we travel with my siblings quite a bit and go as a big group, usually a group of about 10 or 12.
And that was almost gone because of one gene that Pat's family carries.
I have carried the BRCA1 gene.
About 1 in 400 people carry mutated BRCA1 or BRCA2 genes, or spelled BRCA. A BRCA mutation happens when the DNA that makes up the gene becomes damaged in some way. When a BRCA gene is mutated, it's no longer effective at repairing broken DNA or helping to prevent breast cancer.
I've got five siblings, so six of us all together. Three of us got the gene, three others, you know, they did not.
Before Pat knew she carried the BRCA1 gene, others in her family had been diagnosed with breast, ovarian, and colon cancer. So Pat and her family started working with the Huntsman Breast Cancer Research Program at the University of Utah 22 years ago.
As we kept visiting with them, then they would mention the possibility of mastectomies. So it kind of got into my head that maybe that's something that, you know, someday I would need to face.
And something Pat's daughters had to face as well. She had four daughters, and three of them carry the gene.
Back then, the insurances could really ding you if you were, you know, precursor to breast cancer and you had the gene.
Pat was certain the researchers knew about the gene but didn't tell her right away.
And then as time went on, they weren't using that, hanging that over your head much anymore. So then they asked us if we would like to know.
Then came the news.
I never really worried. I thought I would rather know, and then I can be very proactive. And so that was my thought all along. I will just be proactive with this and do the things that I can to prevent it. And that would be a hysterectomy, yearly exams, and then colonoscopies. And I mean, I was just very regimented, and I kept up with all of that.
But when it came to breast reconstructive surgery, Pat's daughters went first.
When they had their last babies, they decided that they would go ahead and do this as preventative. So they had both had the double mastectomy and the reconstruction. So then they look at me and say, okay, Mom, you're the one that passed it on. It's time for you to do this. So that's what I decided to do.
Pat was nervous, but the surgery and the timing paid off.
Because I was showing tissue that was getting ready to turn into breast cancer. That was very nice to hear that I went ahead and made that decision, and it turned out that it was a good thing.
Watching her children have families, spoiling grandchildren, and going on cruises could have ended.
I had an aunt die of colon cancer. My own mother passed away of ovarian, and many cousins, second cousins that were fighting really bad breast cancer, and several that had passed away.
So what kept Pat so regimented for 22 years? Family.
Oh, it's everything. Everything to me. Yeah, I don't enjoy being away from them for very long. I always tend to be wondering what they're doing. I don't want to miss out on things that they're doing. So, yeah, it's important to me.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.
Support for Diagnosed has been provided in part by our members and Intermountain Budge Clinic, a multi-specialty clinic offering care for every member of your family in one location. Details at budgeclinic.org.